Hello and welcome. And wherever you are, if this is the season, Merry Christmas. I thought I'd end this final podcast for the year by answering another question, and that is doing Sing Yi Chuan the same as doing Ba Gua Zhang? Now, for those of you who are Ba Gua Zhang practitioners, this should be an easy question to answer. But for a lot of people, it turns out there is a lot of confusion between the two styles. And so I'll just start by clarifying and saying that the answer to the question is Sing Yi Chuan the same as doing Ba Gua Zhang? And the answer is no. A lot of the confusion has come about because when you learn Ba Gua Zhang, you're typically not learning it on its own. You'll be learning it as a set style, like a family set, where one form is Ba Gua Zhang, one form is Tai Chi, one form is Sing Yi Chuan, and on and on and on. And you have maybe a couple of sword forms, weapons forms, let's call it that. And so it gets a bit confusing, like what exactly am I actually learning? And if you found yourself in that situation, you're actually learning what they call a family style. It's not specifically one type of martial art. It's a grouping of several of them brought together, and that becomes the family style. So another way to look at it is like, you may, in your family style, maybe your family style isn't a family. It could be like the gym. You could belong to MMA gym, mixed martial arts gym. And in there, you might be learning boxing for the punching. You might be learning, say, taekwondo for the kicking. And then you'll be learning jiu-jitsu for, or Brazilian jiu-jitsu for the wrestling or grappling. And then you might learn, I don't know, let's throw it in, fencing for the swords and that. You're sort of like covering all your bases, basically. You're well aware that each of these, let's call them modalities or styles, complement each other. So if one doesn't work, you can use the other one and so forth. Or you can use them in conjunction with each other. Eventually, over time, if that particular school or gym you belong to is around for a few more decades at least, or maybe centuries or whatever, then those different styles will merge together and become one unified form or style. Now, for someone like me, I do Ba Gua Zhang, so I'm quite clear about what Ba Gua Zhang is, because that is my thing. However, what you do find is there is, for whatever strange reason, and I'm not disrespecting most of the Sing Yi Chuan guys out there, because most of you guys know what you're talking about and you're really focused on that style and you get it clear. But, you know, there are those who do Sing Yi Chuan, and then they do videos, podcasts, blog posts, books, talking about Ba Gua. And then they use Sing Yi Chuan terminology to describe Ba Gua terminology. And then they use Sing Yi Chuan training methods to describe Ba Gua training methods. And the mindset and the outcomes are completely different. The two styles are completely different to each other. They complement each other, but they're different. For example, I saw recently a video of some guy in China. He's trying to talk about Jin, or in Ba Gua Zhang it's called Jin Gong. And Jin Gong here is spelled as J-I-N in English, not J-I-N-G. That is Jing, as in the three Taoist treasures, as in Jing, Qi, Shen. He's talking about Jin, which is a form of internal power. And he's talking about Fa Jin, which is a form of influencing power. Now, in Sing Yi Chuan, it makes sense. it's actually quite clear. It's actually easier to understand from a Xing Yi Chuan practitioner than it is from the other group that uses Fajin, which is Tai Chi Chuan. In Tai Chi Chuan, Fajin is more esoteric. It's very internal. And it's hard to, unless you've been practicing Tai Chi for a long time and you really get good at it, it's hard to really, you can't test and measure it. But in Xing Yi Chuan, something like Fajin, you can actually test and measure it. And they have, and there's a very linear, clear progression between the different kinds of Jin in Xing Yi Chuan. It's like the first one you will learn is actually called, in English, bright Jin or Ming Jin. Bright Jin is the form of power that you can see. Example, when a person is smashing a couple of bricks or tiles with their hand, that is bright Jin. When you're punching someone in the head, that is bright Jin. It's quite clear. When you're weightlifting, that is bright Jin. You can measure it. You can test it out. You can quantify it. You can train towards it. And it's the most basic form of yeah, basically most external martial arts will emphasize this part of it. The next Jin you have along the line, after you've learned bright Jin, which is basically kicking and punching and power lifting and strength training and all that sort of stuff, which is very external, you go a bit more internal and they have this thing called dark Jin. Dark Jin is that which you can't see. It's the underhand. It's those training methods that you will never quite see it, but it's there. For example, if bright Jin is powerlifting or bodybuilding, you go to the gym, you pump iron. Clear and simple, your muscles grow. Dark Jin, in a very rudimentary, crude form, would be the bits that you don't see. It will be the rest in between the reps. It will be the what you eat. It will be who you hang out with. It will be all those things that we ignore. It's basically all the things that we ignore but give us the edge. It's basically yin and yang between the two. They work together, you know. It's when you're drinking your energy drinks, your Kool-Aid, you know. It's when you say in your training, you go, right, I'm going to abstain from sex because I want to convert that jing into, you know, emphasis to succeed. That's dark jin. Or it's when you decide, you know what? What I really need for my training is more fucking. That's dark jin. It's all that thing you don't see, but it's there. Then in your training, you get on to the next level in Xing Yi Chuan, which is Fa Jin, which is basically the power to influence others. This is more the subtle one because it's basically about how to influence the other person who you're competing against. If we're going back to, say, weightlifting or power training, it could be like you got the muscles, but it's the way the muscles look compared to the other guy. It's those very subtle things that becomes intimidating to the opponent. In MMA, bright Jin is punching and kicking and wrestling. Dark Jin is, let's not go dirty, but is more those subtle things you don't see that the other guy does. You know, I don't even have a good example of that. But Fa Jin is very much of the intimidation one guy has over the other one. It's the standing up between each other. You know, it's the way to get the other guy to capitulate without having to use force. Maybe it's the words. Maybe it's what you say. Muhammad Ali was very good at it. When I think about it now, he was very good at Fa Jin. When he did the poetry and he stood up and psychologically mind-fucked his opponents, you know, that is Fajin. When he trained in such a way to go the rounds in the ring, that is Dark Jin, because he knew the opponent couldn't last more than, say, 7 rounds. And after the 7 rounds, he started punching and kicking, That is Bright Jin. Just studying Muhammad Ali is amazing. And what he did to train and prepare for fights, it encompasses all these things, but he was a boxer. The fourth type of jinn that is in Xing Yichuan is, it's even rarer. It's called empty jinn. That, in a very subtle way, it's an extension of Fa Jin in the way, it looks like magic, but it actually isn't. Think of two guys standing at each other, staring each other down. And one suddenly moves and goes boo to the other guy, and the other guy flinches back. That boo, it seems like, you know, very subtle, but in that act, it was like he was preparing to go and fight the other guy, but the other guy flinched. And we all have a good laugh, but that is empty jin, because the other guy moved as if the other one was throwing a punch. He was preparing for it because they're getting into a fight. But the emptiness in this example is there is no punch. There is the illusion of the punch. So this is what Xing Yichuan's about. Now, when you go over to Ba Guazhang, you can't really use those examples because we don't have an empty jin in Ba Guazhang. There is no such thing. We're not really trained up to go and give the illusion of a punch. We don't deal with that because our style is more a case of defensive. We're blocking. Do we have a bright jin? Yeah, you could say that, but we don't think of it like that. Empty and dark is the same thing to us. It's always yin and yang. You know, one hand is bright, the other hand is dark, and we're utilizing them at the same time. You know, it's more in the training when we have to explain things to people that the bright and the dark come out. But in the fight, it's just moving around. We're swirling. We're like a tornado, a cyclone. There is yin and yang in a cyclone. That's how a cyclone moves. Now, talk about Fa Jin. We don't have this Fa Jin. There's no need to influence. When we are blocking with the palms, if we want that other person to move away, we push them out of the way. We're not necessarily heading them out of the way. We just push them out of the way. You know, when we are trying to get them to flip over, we're just using simple mechanics and leverage. It just happens to look pretty cool and awesome when you see it done because it is so different from other styles of martial arts where you have to punch and kick. And we typically don't punch, we use our palms. So when you read a style like Buddha palms, you know, the mystical and divine, yeah, that is part of Ba Guazhang. We don't actually have a Buddha palm, because Ba Guazhang is Taoist, but something like it is there. But those guys who typically are trying to teach Ba Gua through the Xingyi method, I just wish they would just, you know, come clean and just teach their style. Stop hiding behind Ba Gua, you know. Stop trying to post videos on Ba Gua when they're really trying to, you know, be proud of your style and teach that style and be clear that that's what you're into. You know, it's hard enough to try and teach Ba Gua, which is a really, 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 really rare style. And don't believe the Chinese. No, there aren't 50 million books on the subject. And no, there aren't hundreds of thousands of people learning it. You know, it's all an illusion. You know, it's a rare style, Ba Gua. if you're doing it, you may have noticed that there aren't that many people around doing it as well. You know, it's not exactly a social, you know, kumbaya, let's get together and walk around. You see the schools that do it, you know, for lots of people. But what they're actually done is they've stripped it right down so that the elderly and whoever can do it. And they're essentially doing walking meditation in a circular form, which is the most basic thing, which is great because you have to start somewhere. Xing Yi is very much about, like the name suggests, it's about the form itself, the shape of things. And it's very strongly about the intention. It's about your will and getting through to the other person of what your will represents. You're kind of, and that is the mind fuck, because you have to know what your will represents. You have to know who you are. And you have to really, really know what your goals are. If you look at the character of Xing, which means form or shape, it's a stylized, simplified form. Not simplified as in communist China, but over the centuries it has simplified from the original. But now it kind of mentally looks like you got on the left-hand side what looks like a gate. And on the right-hand side, you got three drops, three strokes. And mentally, it's like you want to get through the gate. You know, you want to push through. Three knocks on the door and you're in. And you want to find the gap in the door so you can leverage it. A Baguazhang practitioner, when they come across a gate, we typically go around it. You know, we look at it and we see the locked door and we go, how is there another way in? Can we go over and above and around? Because we're always thinking circular. You know, if there's a front door, there has to be a back door. But a Xing Yi Chuan practitioner, when they know what they're doing, they're like a battering ram. There's the front door. I'm going to go get the battering ram and I'm going to batter my way in through. And the will is my drive to get in there. If I just apologize for one sec, it's like fucking, really. You see the door, you know what it looks like, and you're hammering away. And your semen, which is the money shot, is your will. That is how Xing Yi Chuan at its most crudest and simplest form operates. Baguazhang is like, no, we're going to walk around a tree and seek enlightenment. Xing Yi Chuan goes the other way and goes, look, You want to be esoteric, you want to get high? Fuck, I'll just shoot my load and strike orgasm. Booyah. That's the difference between the two. It's the hard version of the internal martial arts. And the internal part here, for those of you fuckers who go on about the Taoist soft and kind and whatever else, no, the Tao expresses itself in many forms and in many ways. It molds itself to the circumstances that are required to get the job done. You know. Different martial arts styles focus on different things. Now, I know in my podcast, some of you who are going to hear this are going to say, oh, it's real crude. But that's the way it is. Merry Christmas, guys.